we received the news that at this moment there are these physical symptoms which we have mentioned, and the devotees brought the deities, Sri Sri Radha Madhava, they brought these deities to the bed of Fakir Mohan Prabhu, and he is leaving. It seems that is Madhavananda Prabhu who's there. He's reporting he's leaving. When Atul came and gave me this message when he came on the stage, then this was the news. I think it is too early, because we do not know what is the plan of Radha Madhava for this devotee, to talk much about this. I only want to say this much, that Fakir Mohan is very dear to me, and we went once, we had many occasions where we met, and we once went on a sacred pilgrimage through the holy sites of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities in Orisha. And I remember he was always singing in our car with a pair of kartals. He was always singing the holy name, and I know for sure from his lectures and everything he said on the holy name that he's unlimitedly grateful for the support which you have given, and whatever the Lord is planning with this devotee, I know he is a glorious soul. It will be wonderful. So we feel great sadness on the human platform, and we don't want to philosophize the sadness away, but at the same time there's a spark of great, let us say, inner safety and assurance and confidence that this devotee will, his life was glorious, his life is glorious, and his future will be most glorious, whatever the Lord plans. So Madhavananda will send us news once there are news, but this is the news at this moment. I know that Fakir Mohan would have these two passions, if you so want. One was the holy name, and the other was hearing about Krishna. And I think the best service we can give in support is to do these two things. Bhujan Prabhu will tell us a little bit about Krishna. That will be in consecutive or successive installments, and then we will conclude this evening quite early so that you can settle and go to bed nicely in time. And so we will now hear some Krishna Katha and then chant a little kirtan and then give you some prasadam. By the way, this cough which you have is absolutely normal. Don't be worried. This happens when one is in a dusty, dry area. Don't worry. It is a sign that you are very healthy and respond very normally. So all right. Hare Krishna.
Just on Govardhan Puja Day, Fakir Mohan Prabhu was at Govardhan. He participated every year in the Govardhan Puja that the Bhaktivedanta Ashram there holds. And he's quite close to 90 now, 90 years old. But just like a young boy inside, but he's so humble, even though he's been such a Vaishnava his whole life. And just one image sticks in my mind as we, there's a little gate that one exits the ashram to the hill, and near the end of the puja ceremony, I was walking through the gate and he was coming out the gate, and when he saw me, he just stopped and moved out of the way so I could walk through it. And of course, I wouldn't walk through. I would say, no, you have to come through. And he has this smile. He has a perpetual smile on his face, always, because of the depth of his Krishna consciousness. So that went on for about 3 or 4 minutes. You know, please, no, you walk through. And eventually, I think I just sat down. And then he came through. And then one time he was very, very sharp. And I think it was the time when we were in, observed Kartik and Puri together. We were at the Gopinath temple. And this dog came over. And the dog, there was about 5 or 6 devotees there. I think it was this time. And this dog was, and Fakir Mohan Prabhu was there, and the dog came and smelled us all. And then he sort of trotted away and saw some other person coming to the temple, and he started barking at him. And Fakir Mohan said, "See, he can tell who is a devotee and who is not a devotee just by smell." Anyway, he was very, very clever and very, very fixed in always chanting and always so favorable and appreciative of Srila Prabhupada's movement, and a very special relationship with Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj also, and so many devotees. Srila Fakir Mohan Prabhu ki jai. Such a nice Vaishnava, yes. Just a nice Vaishnava. No politics, no this, nothing, just Hare Krishna and humble mood of service.